A coalition of 13 Northern Territory Aboriginal organisations are calling on the National Cabinet today to guarantee the supply of affordable food and other basics in remote communities. These communities have effectively been locked down independently of the rest of the state amid the COVID-19 crisis. Residents are being forced to leave these areas to obtain essential supplies. Marcus Kennedy has more.
A coalition of 13 Aboriginal organisations of the Northern Territory today are calling on the National Cabinet to immediately guarantee the supply of affordable food and other basics in locked down remote communities. With reports of some remote stores running out of fresh food 3 days after their weekly delivery, residents are being forced to leave lockdown remote areas to obtain supplies. Additionally, the coalition of 13 Northern Territory Aboriginal organisations have suggested a minimum 20% subsidy on essential goods at point of sale in remote stores to avoid price gouging. John Patterson, CEO of the Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance, one of the member organisations of the coalition, spoke with me today about the situation and their demands.
In the Northern Territory, and particularly in those remote independent stores and other community stores that are in major and small communities in the Northern Territory, they're experiencing a lack of supply of food and other basics, and particularly those other basics products such as soap and other hygienic products that we are needing in communities to ensure that, you know, people do wash their hands, given that some of those key messages are about washing hands, and ensuring that your house is kept in a hygienic condition. So, but the main purpose and the main concern at this point in time is the food products, or the lack of food products that just aren't getting to those. It's mainly those independent stores, the smaller ones that don't have a big network, such as Outback Stores and Alpa and other larger stores that have larger memberships. So we are calling on the coalition of Aboriginal organisations today are calling on the National Cabinet to seriously consider the supply, urgent supply of these food products into those remote community stores.
Is the lack of supplies in remote stores meaning that people are forced to leave lockdown remote communities for essential supplies?
Well, what it's doing, Marcus, is it's forcing community members that are in those lockdown communities to travel into the regional centres, simply because those community stores don't have the supply of those products, food products and those other essential hygienic products.
And has there been any confirmed cases of COVID-19 in remote communities as of yet?
No, there isn't. And touch wood, as of today in the Northern Territory, we've just ticked over 2 weeks without any new cases. And that's the way we want it. You know, we've enforced some really, really strict restrictions here in the Northern Territory, you know, and one of those restrictions is the Biosecurity Act, which prevents people from travelling to and from places. And we're encouraging our Aboriginal population to stay at home, preferably in their own home communities, and a lot of them have adhered to that. But in saying that, we need to ensure that their food stores, their local community stores, supply the appropriate food products so that it doesn't force them to go into these regional centres to go and do their shopping.
And so are there any further measures other than supply guarantees that you'd like to see put in place?
Look, this is getting to a critical stage now, and one potential solution, this is perhaps we also get governments to subsidise those products, say by 20% at a minimum, to enable, because one thing we don't want is price gouging in this process, because there's a huge demand on products and food products and other hygiene products. We don't want store owners and others, you know, store suppliers to be increasing the prices. So if governments can put in place a process that can avoid that, and get their reductions or their discounts from the ATO or whoever's going to provide that, whatever the system the cabinet comes up with, then that'll be a critical measure and important step for Aboriginal people that are finding it very, very difficult now to purchase those products in their remote stores.
That was John Patterson, CEO of the Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance, talking on the need for essential supplies guarantees in remote Northern Territory communities amid the COVID-19 crisis.
Marcus Kennedy there with an update on those remote communities and how they are going to cope in this lockdown economy that we have in the Northern Territory.